This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Et tu vois Martin Gaye.
No one man should sniff all this powder. My nose dripping, been sitting here for hours. My eyes twitching, the shit is getting devoured. My pits thinking I need to get in the shower.
Un ami pro.
Start spreading the news. What I've eaten today might lead me to fart a bit. Stewed pork, stewed pork.
Oi ladies,
yeah.
Oi fellas,
yeah.
It's time to go get in the Stellas. Tonight we're gonna get a little reckless. Gonna leave this pub on a stretcher.
Libre vos. Sourire.
Mistakes, more than a couple scuffles, far too many tears, still I maintain the hustle, through all the pain and struggles, I smile at the rain and puddles, beyond the cloud the sun will shine and take away my troubles, another day a waste to make the most of, I spend it with my daughter, we ride the roller coaster, it's even family or I'm out performing them studio sessions to the early morning, I really put my all in, I had a brighter vision, was like a higher mission, I walk through fire and acquired wisdom, I understand the business, I still don't witness backstabbing oriental whispers, mean the facts always end up twisted, it's a cold world, trust me I came close, signing slave deals, so now we're all in the same boat, just trying to stay real. And for this music I would die for. Maybe I'm high or I'm in too deep. Makai 5-4, sometimes more the things you reap will be reflected in the things you speak, the company you keep. My boy ain't gonna see the road until it sits there. I've lost so many family members, still I know they're with me as we walk along this road of victory. Swiftly, deny my history, still I know you miss me. I risk it, I never imitate, I innovate. Add a little flavor to your dinner plate. You should've called your tape, I'm really into Drake. But we know when that light shines, we ain't got that right mind. I'ma buy a nice watch so I can have a nice time and show them how we ball. But slowly I recall when putting posters on my wall, was never focused on the fall, just the rise. Just be wise and analyze the vibe. Large ego with a heart twice the size, I survive. I make babies when I sing. You must be crazy if you claiming Tyler Daly ain't a king.
Halo levitates at 10 degree angles. That's enough for you to recognize that you're never ever fucking with. I sit silent, eyes closed, hand over candles. All the happy, let's be friendship. Yo, this is the opposite. Pipe dreams, schemes, testing my morals. Broke like ice cream machines in McDonald's. So deep, Apollo rests on his laurels, so don't sleep. Son of Zeus, constant disrespect. Offers of free drinks and good promo. A good chance of a good no-show. Sly inbox message to Tyler saying lose Connie and go solo. A 9-6 memo, please listen to my demo. It's that painful soul like your dad stepping on your Lego. That might be the best line I ever spit. Everything forever after might be very, very shit. It's still broken English, could be round the world with DRS and strats on a beach in open toe sandals. Instead I'm still in work, so you stuck in traffic going nowhere. I don't care, I only know slow rapping over soul samples. I'm so thankful, yo, I'm so grateful. Asian rum flavored, come here's a whole face full. And when it's all over, I can't lie, I might cry. All I ask is you pass the crown to the right guy. The sun sets.
The Godzilla silhouette. Say Connie did some legendary shit. I ain't finished yet.
Yeah, Children of Zeus, Crown. That track is from Two Syllables, Volume 13. Check those guys out. They're doing really cool stuff, and they got loads of free music out there in the atmosphere too. This is FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
Right. And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. We are here. It's Monday. There's actually some sunshine in this.
I know. Don't be fooled,
it's
though.
It's weird out there, man. The whole place is it's like the whole of London's just turned a bit crazy.
Don't be fooled, though. It's all a bit... Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, don't be fooled. Definitely don't be fooled. I fooled myself this morning.
You felt the bluster.
Yeah, I paid for it, man. I shriveled up and shrunk.
Yeah.
I went in. I imploded. Let's just put it out there like that.
When that's a symptom winter kill.
Yeah. Mandem, you know what it is when you implode. When you ain't really been listening to that voice in your head, the winter guilt voice that's telling you, bruv, put some long johns on. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about that later on. Thank you very much to
Ian
Boldsworth.
He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio. Remember to listen back to all of the shows on the website. Last week on this show was a bit of a Detroit special. We had Fat Cat. We brought you Fat Cat, another Detroit OG, Kareem Riggins.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, that was very cool. And we had a very live open mic as well. So listen back to that at FUBAR.com/shows/hip-hop. Oh, yeah. And today! I'm so excited. Sorry,
we got
I didn't
a jam-packed show for you today. I don't even know. Try and say that in... Nah, you can't even say that all in one breath.
I know, to give it the correct props that it deserves. Coming up today, we're going to be speaking to the one and only OC of DITC. Yes, you heard us correct. We're going to be chatting to the main man himself. He's got a brand new album. He's going to be telling us all about it. So, you know, you need to stick right here. Plus... we have Charlie Tuna, a Jurassic 5. And Crafty Cuts 2. And you know, we always bring you the investigations, and we have a really dope, massive open mic lined up for you as well. So keep it locked right here with me, Sarah Love, my Sticky, taking care of you till 6 with that hip-hop goodness. Get in touch with us. We love hearing from you guys. It's hip-hop at foobarradio.com, and you can find us on Twitter. I'm on there at DJ Sarah Love.
I'm on there as at my Sticky. And you can hit us up juntos as at FUBAR Radio. That's together in Spanish, just in case you didn't understand what I was saying there, because I didn't even understand it until yesterday, but it felt cool. Man, I could come on FUBAR Radio and say that shit.
Spit that. But yes, and so much to talk about, and oh my goodness, big ups galore coming up right after this.
We don't believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't a killing off good young nigga move. When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food, the ramen noodle. This simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lab, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me nothing back. She gon' take the brain away the place she spit on that. Vidor's assigned with it. Don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I'll probably do that just sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranhas see a nigga getting common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here. and now it's not a shithole. Trendsetter, I know my shit's cold. Handsetter, baby, because I ain't so bold. But hey, all you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways.
In the smog of the media, the logs, false narratives of guys that came up against the odds. We're not just nigga rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You bastards overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us off the chart. Some of the fucking numbers and your statisticians. Fuck y'all know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about he hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got your Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten. Dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting with it. To try and be the best in a division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still, I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon, blood clot. Cube on your head, Todd.
All you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
Preaching there on that track. Mm-mm. That's brand new from Tribe Called Quest. And that takes me and Smoothie into this week. You know, we like to start the show off on the positive tip, you know, to just highlight. I meet so many people where they just slip into the glass half empty mode. Do you know what I mean, Mike?
Yeah, I know what you mean. The glass half empty mode is I think it's where we are. And I've been saying to people for a long time, I feel like you put out positive energy comes back. But so many of us, for some reason, I don't know if it's when we look out, you know, apart from today, of course, we look out and we see grey clouds, which kind of blend in with the grey ground. You know what I mean? The pavement, coloured clouds. And maybe that's what makes it depressing and makes us feel better about moaning about shit. But this is why I love this segment of the show, because, you know, it proves that we put out some positive energy will come back. Take it away, DJ Sarah.
Yes, so that's why we set the show off, where we just highlight all the good things going on in the world. And it's a moment where we can just put Donald Trump aside and all that madness. That last track was Something Recent from the brand new Tribe Called Quest album. And they were performing last night at the Grammy Awards. Did you watch any of the Grammy Awards?
I'm going to watch it, though. You know, like... What was I doing? I was recovering yesterday, sorry.
You're doing something more interesting.
Nah, probably not, but... You know, that's subjective, of course. So.
Yes. Oh, that's deep. Subjective. God, yeah, hitting the shirt off with these big words already.
The Illuminati, isn't it?
No, Tribe Called Quest, they performed last night. Grammys, though, I swear that's got to be one of the wackest and the greatest gigs to do, because it's like obviously a massive platform. So in that respect, it's a great set to get to perform at. But the crowd, man, is so whack. Like Tribe Called Quest performed Moving Backwards and We the People from their that album, which their last Tribe Called Quest album. We got it from here. Thank you for your service. They were joined by Anderson .Paak. They also did a bit of award tour and Can I Kick It, Consequence, and Busta Rhymes joined them on stage. Busta Rhymes, he gave a shout out to Donald Trump, where he called him President Agent Orange.
Wow.
I know. So it's just like, go on. But I think they felt it was kind of their duty to sort of say something about the stuff that's going on in the States at the moment, because I think most of the other celebrities there in their nice rented outfits were kind of just... politely nodding along and with their painted on smiles for the whole evening. No, but it did look lovely. So I wanted just to say a big up to Tribe Called Quest for their performance. And also Drake, he won a Grammy Award last night.
Wait, hold on a sec. Wait.
He fits into my big up this week.
Tasmanian devil comes out.
Wait.
You're bigging up Drake. Well, DJ Sarah Love.
Well,
original, underground. No, ain't even bothered about.
Or no, maybe I'm bigging up the Grammy Awards for giving Drake the award Grammy for best rap song.
Oh, you're gonna make me spill my tea. Don't even. He got the best rap song.
Got the best rap
for,
song.
No, nah, you're not gonna say the tune. I think you're gonna say
for Hotline Bling,
where he doesn't rap.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it doesn't matter, because to be in the best rap song category, you just need to be black or like affiliated with someone black kind of thing. Yeah.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that won best rap song. So that's nice. And Chance the Rapper, he got three awards last night. Best new artist, best rap performance, best rap album. So that was pretty massive, a massive night. But on the upside of everything, and this is where the real
big up
comes in, is because Miles Ahead was the film about the life story of Miles Davis, the jazz legend and just 20th century icon, and it won Miles Ahead won the Grammy for best soundtrack, and that was put together with by Robert Glasper, as he told me off for saying Glasper.
It's
being English.
Glasper. You've got to say Glasper.
Yeah, now we've just got
ooh,
to
that
say
Robert Glasper.
I'll
tell you what, mate. Go for a quick kebab. Come back. Listen to some Robert Glasper.
Rob Glasper. Glasper. And that was, and on that soundtrack, included the track Gone, which features Pharoah Monch. On that soundtrack, there was also Marcus Strickland he had on there, which was kind of curated by Rob Glasper, and Herbie Hancock, Esperanza Spalding, Wayne Shorter, they're all dope jazz cats. But yeah, so it means that Pharoah Monch won his first Grammy Award last night.
Wow.
How cool is that? Yeah. So
wow, so him and Drake.
Him and Drake on the same night, because they didn't put I'm not actually 100% sure who else was in the best rap song category, but I'm sure they had something to do with someone black anyway.
Yeah, so. I'm sure if like, you know, you've got to have, there's obviously a couple R&B singers.
Someone shaking their booty.
Yeah.
Or something. There's probably
Adele
like
was
a
probably
category
in the rap category somewhere, you
isn't
know
it?
What I mean?
Isn't
that's
it?
How they I'm it's surprising, but at the same time, you know, big up for real.
Who, to Drake?
Yeah.
For pulling that off. Because maybe this is all part of his strategy. He's just like, ha-ha, you see, you suckers, I'm just
you
making
a point.
Rap.
You don't have to rap to be able to be in a rap category.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's what it is?
I think it was something deep like that. But yeah, so seriously, big up to Pharoah Monch, Rob Glasper for winning the Grammy for the Miles Ahead soundtrack last night. And I also wanted to send a very special...
Big up!
To Al Jarreau. He's like multi-Grammy winning jazz, pop, soul singer. And he died yesterday, age 76.
Oh,
and
shit.
He's another, you know, real legend. And it's rare to find artists who have won awards in so many different categories. And he had just a few weeks ago retired after 50 years of touring. Like, he'd just been on the road 50 years. And, I mean, apparently, he just a couple of days ago, his son said he arrived at the hospital and he was singing his tune, Moonlighting, to some of the nurses in the hospital. But seriously, Al Jarreau, he's, like, such a dude, such an influential cat. Definitely influenced Rob Glasper and the Mandem. So,
Rob Glasper.
Yeah, and so I just thought it was only correct that we mentioned him. And then also had to send a very special...
Big up!
David Axelrod. We did mention him very briefly at the end of last week's show, but David Axelrod, he passed away this last week as well. He's 83 years old, and man, he put in a good innings for the world. Like,
yeah,
he's had a career spanning 50 years. I'd say one of the most important artists, producers, creatives of the 20th century. Again, I mean, he's another person who spans rock, funk, jazz, psychedelic music, like with a at times wall of sound type production, and he has respect across all arenas, and he's definitely someone who you have probably heard his music maybe without even realizing that you know
definitely
his music. And he's just, and what I love about him too is just he has this hybrid sound. allowed. He wasn't someone who was restricted into the rules of how music's meant to be made or what you're meant to do or anything. And he just worked with so many people, such a massive contribution to hip hop. And it's just hard to even start with people who sampled him. Everyone from Pete Rock, Large Professor, DJ Premier, Adilla, Artifacts, Lawford, I mean, you name it. Yeah. He's been like, he's influenced these cats in hip hop. So, and probably his best known sample was the Dr. Dre Next Episode sample. And that was from The Edge, the David McCallum. And Axelrod, at one point, I think he kind of wasn't a big fan of sampling. But
yeah, I mean, it's always like that with people who play music, who can read music, and they just feel like all you're doing is, you know, just grabbing somebody else's creation and manipulating it and making your own thing. But, you know, I think once, and that's the thing of like not knowing exactly what they're doing in a sense. But then when you get to see the science behind it, I'm sure it's more impressive, you know?
Yeah, so I think later on he became much more open to idea of what people, you know, collaborating with different types of artists in that respect, yeah, who had gotten to know him through sampling. But I think at a concert in London, he said something about, thanking Dr. Dre for this Screw You money that he got from getting paid out from the Next Episode sample and everything. And speaking of Dr. Dre, it's Dr. Dre's birthday as well this week.
Wow, it's Dre Day.
What day is Dre Day? Yeah, we should have made
yeah,
that.
Yeah, literally, what day is Dre Day going to be?
I think it's like in a couple days' time or something. But yeah, it's Dre Day. Maybe he's like 50 or something like something like that. Anyway, yeah, so, you know.
I'll add on a couple.
Yeah, exactly. He's a Hollywood
54, 55-ish, maybe.
Yeah, you think that's how he looks, or?
No, I believe he's about that age. Yeah. I heard he was 60. Yeah,
really?
But I don't know that, and that was like 2 years ago or something like that. But I don't know how true that is. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, through the, I'm going to check out the Illuminati grapevine later on. I got a couple. Yeah, I got a couple things I got to attend to. Just 1 minute before midnight. I don't know why, but yeah, they've been told me you have to be there barefoot as well. So yeah. I'll let you lot know how that goes on. Mice will investigate, of course.
Yeah, so happy birthday to Dre. I mean, love him or hate him, man has definitely made a significant contribution to hip-hop too. And 30 years old today is, I think, one of the most important hip-hop albums of the history of hip-hop. Public Enemies, Bum Rush the Show. It's 30 years old.
Damn!
I know. So I thought I was going to play the Rob Glasper track, but then I was like, oh, any excuse to play some Public Enemies. So this is this is hip-hop. Up next, we're going to be getting into an investigation with the Butterfly Collar Bandit in the studio. But I had to play this track, which for me is... It might be my favorite Public Enemy tune, but this is hip hop, it's FUBAR.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man? I was on my way up here to the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother Chucky D? He's sway nice. I said, yo, the brother don't sway nice. He knows he's nice, you know what I'm saying? So, Chuck, I got a feeling you turning into a Public Enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking at me on the way out to L.A. Lounge in Queens while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, kick the bass for them brothers and let them know what goes on.
What goes on? Well, I can't put it up on the board. Another rapper shot down from the mouth that roared. 1, 2, 3, down for the count. The result of my lyrics, oh yes, no doubt. Cold rock rap, 49 of Supreme is what I choose and I use. I never lose to a team, cause I can go solo like a Tyson photo. Make the fly girls wanna have my photo. Run in a room, hang it on the wall. In remembrance that I rock them all. Suckers, ducks, so up MCs. Can't rock the kids, so go cut the cheese. Take this
Yo, yo, what up, though? This Fat Cat, a.k.a. Ronnie Euro, man. And I'm chilling on the streets of London with Sarah Love and Mike Diggy on Mice Diggy.
On FUBAR Radio.
On FUBAR Radio. Sarah Love, Mice Diggy, FUBAR Radio. Fat Cat, a.k.a. Ronnie Euro.
Sarah's Holla. Cracking up in the background, but
he's like, I'm totally on top of this.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got it. That was Fat Cat. If you missed our interview with Fat Cat last week, definitely hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. All of the past shows are there to listen back to. And you're right now in tune to the sounds of myself, Sarah Love.
And yeah, you can hear my music, bitch.
I need to see because hey. I love you too, God. Because I love my sake so much.
Welcome to the FUBAR Radio Cafe, where the Illuminati have taken over this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Divas galore. Y'all ain't
focus, my sake. You know the rest of the girls in the office. They're like, Sarah, you need to come back.
Yeah,
because. They, you know, me being on a level with my sec haze, I'm understanding that that's like a term of endearment.
You know
I'm trying
saying?
To justify hey, your misogyny.
All my bitches and bitchettes out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, I love you all equally. Just like that jazz grass that I would put in my pipe all the time.
Focus.
Hey, you know, sometimes you got to realize and recognize the only way to go is the FUBAR way, bitches and bitchettes. That's right. And I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right. My Sack Hayes, man. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth. You are a bad mother. And you do need to wash your mouth out with soap. No, I need to wash your mouth out with soap.
Goggle, goggle, bitches and bitchettes. Anyway.
Dettol.
This Dettol. That's how I know. Old school, boy. Dettol.
Dettol, innit?
My mom used to use Dettol for everything, boy. Like cuts, bruises. You know that
clean
that
the
weekend.
Floor.
Yeah, yeah. Clean the floor. Wash the
mouthwash,
dishes.
Yeah.
Anyway, this week's investigation comes courtesy of. I don't think there's much else I can do but use Vaseline to keep myself, you know, moisturizing these temperatures.
Create that barrier.
It comes courtesy of, why did I think that I could just come out wearing shorts, flip-flops, you know what I mean, and a standard little t-shirt just because I saw some sun outside. I fucked up because I had the heating on all
Isn't
night.
It? See, that's
so then
the
when
one.
I woke up, I was like, rah! You know, I really messed up. I didn't think about
seeing
it.
Seeing the sunlight.
Yeah,
it's like spring's properly. Coming.
I didn't put the road signs to it. I thought spring was here and I got a bit too excited. I damn near caught a cold this morning. Do you know what I mean? Just going to the post office. So
like,
I was wondering, you know, the tricks of the trade. I remember when I was younger, you know when you're younger, you want to stay out all night. There were tricks of the trade we had. Do you know what I mean? Where you could stay out and the cold doesn't bother you as much.
Mm.
One of them things was just getting straight drunk. So, you know, for most of the day. Do you know what I mean?
It's been a long time since I've had that experience.
When you used to drink hooch. You remember back in the days in
no,
Cisco?
I've never drunk hooch. You know what I mean? I've never drunk Jägermeister either. I've been missing out, haven't I?
I mean, there was quite a few of us out here in the UK that made alcohol pops a famous thing. Do you know what I mean? And people don't realise it was because of the cold. It was because of the cold. So I wanted to find out from all my listeners out there, if you can hit us up at FUBAR Radio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. What we want to know is exactly and how can this be something we can all share with each other and let each other know. What tricks do you use to stay warm in these winter months? You like the timing on that?
I
prolonged it with the little, yeah. You know, don't tell anyone that if they're listening, because... Yeah.
That was smooth.
Mice investigates. What tricks do you use to stay warm in these winter months? Obviously, not everybody drinks alcohol, just like my co-host here, Sarah Love. So what we need, you know what I mean, is a bit more than just, you know, get yourself intoxicated and numb the pain.
Yeah.
It is a painful thing sometimes dealing with this weather because you don't want to overdress. Do you know what I mean? The thing is, you want to put on layers, but then you know when you get to your destination, it's going to
be
a mission.
Off.
Yeah, it's a mission to get those layers off. So, you know, some of the tricks of the trade from back in the day. So apart from the alcohol thing, me and the man, what we used to do, you'd have two lighters. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
For each pocket. And then you flick away. No one, just, people don't realize they're doing it, but you let out a little bit of gas and then flick and boom, you get that boom in your pocket. And it kind of warms you up for a few, you know what I mean?
A few seconds. Yeah. That is official road slang.
Yeah, I'm talking about tricks here. Tricks of the trade, okay. Where it's like, you didn't even realize this, what you were doing is to keep yourself warm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm remembering what you're talking about.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Flick.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I know, Sarah. I know. Think the game done changed.
But I have a fear of getting cold. Like, genuinely, I think everyone in my family has a fear of getting cold, so...
Do you have the bad circulation thing as well? Do your fingers... You know, a lot of ladies
have that kind of...
Where maybe it's like, right, your hands are cold.
Yeah. But the core, the heart is
yeah,
warm.
Yeah, yeah. Cold hands, warm heart.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, obviously, it's a thing of... I think some people are more able to deal with it better than others. Like, shout out to my Aussie lot. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you see the Aussies, like, full-blown winter, but Bermuda shorts, flip-flops, heading to the laundrette and that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, wow, what? How do you...
I don't know if they are dealing with it, though. It's just, that's the only clothes they own. so it's just necessity.
Hence why they're going to the laundrette. In flip-flops and a t-shirt, like, with holes in the t-shirt and that. But I can't do it, man.
Mm-mm.
It's just way too cold. So I really want to find out from all our listeners, you know, what tricks do you have to stay warm in these winter months? Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. Tweet us at foobarradio, at MiceDiggy, at DJ Sarah Love, and let us know. Of course, I had to go visit the old digital pub, mate. You know what I mean? I put on the old David Spade hat. So I went down there. It's like, look, fellas, oi, girls, like, what, how do you, like, keep warm? Like, do you know what I mean? In these winter months, like, shout out to Tony D, man. Tony D cracked me up. Because I do this as well, and I didn't realise.
It was a thing.
Yeah. Well, I guess it is, but yeah, I thought I was the only one kind of dumb enough to do it. Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
No, but it's simple. It's wear woolly hat indoors at all times.
Oh, wow.
So I'm talking like in the shower, you just pushing your head back a bit so you don't get the woolly hat.
Even in the
wet.
Shower.
You don't get wet. Yeah, there's nothing, anything more uncomfortable than a wet woolly hat.
No. There's not many woolly hats that will fit my head. See, actually, that's a technique that I use. If it's really cold and there's no other, I always have layers in my bag. But if there's no other options, I've got to let my hair down.
Because that's the lion mane.
And then in the worst case scenarios, you create a scarf with the dreadlocks.
See, that's cheating, but yeah, we'll let you off. That's a good trick, though. If anyone's got dreads...
It's cheating.
You know what I mean? Don't say that we miss you lot out because we are thinking about you guys. If that's the way you want to keep warm.
It's emergency.
Shout to Maslow. He says, believe in your blood clot, Long Johns.
Mm-hmm.
That's standard now. There's a time when you used to look at Long Johns as a funny thing, like, right, really? Like, that's some old man business. But straight up and down, it's, you know, sliced bread ain't got nothing on Long Johns. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, it's all you need to do is wear Long Johns once and then you're converted.
Yeah.
I was clowning these people, it's time, but really the joke was on me.
Definitely.
No, I think having an African mother... It just made me have no tolerance for the cold.
For the cold weather.
Yeah, so it just layered up like
hot
to the
pepper
max
sauce
from,
in your.
Yeah, the Tabasco in the back, yeah. Tabasco in the porridge. Paul Clark.
You're right about that.
I can't even read what Paul Clark said. I'll let my second well, yeah.
It might be what I think he's going to say.
I like
another...
how Paul Clark didn't at you in this.
Ah, purposefully, just in case.
Yeah.
I was like, rah, Sean boy, man's trying to move to your thing.
Tim Joshua, we need you to come to our defense. But hit us up. What other answers have you had?
I've had some funny ones.
I need these answers.
Gleam says pyromania. And then that's when I hit him back with the, oh, like when you flick your lighter in your pocket. You know, I thought, I was like, man, it might be a bit weird to say in public, but like flicking your lighter in your lighter in your pocket every now and then. And he's like, no, more like Capleton. And there's a picture of Capleton with fire burning out of his hand. Literally.
Like some manga business.
Yeah, Gleam is on that kind of stuff, so I guess it makes sense. Shout out to Tim Fish. He says, whiskey and a fuck off big beard.
I was wondering that. Do beers keep you warm?
Mine doesn't, because mine takes forever to grow. Yeah, like, this is
like
easily
a 5-year process.
Yeah, this is 2 years worth of growth here. Do you know what I mean? In my beard.
Oh.
So man's trying still.
Looking good though.
Man's trying. Yeah, man's 2 years.
Still looking good.
2 years deep
in this game.
Yeah, so I don't know if this keeps me warm, but I definitely wear a woolly hat and long johns over the this weather, because it's kind of like you feel like you, even your long johns are like, bruv.
I need
to keep warm.
Yeah.
Your gloves are like, can we get some proper gloves over these gloves? These are inside gloves, you know, inner gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Cy Philly. He went ham on this one. He said, Zippo, hand warmer, and smart insoles. This is, and then he posted a bunch of electrical. So there are smart insoles are some kind of smart insoles that you put into your shoe.
The explanation's in the name.
Yeah, I guess what they do is they, you know, they're like a heated seats. They're like heated soles.
Actually, I did get some of these from in Japan. They're hot on this stuff in Japan, but it's like the hot patches. But you can get them in all different shapes. But they like you stick them on your
body,
or you can stick them on your clothes. And then there's one specially made to put in your socks and in your gloves.
What? And they're electric as well. They're electronic
no,
as well.
No, it's like a thing when you rip the sticker off, it fires up, and then it stays hot for 10 hours.
Yeah, them things kind of scare me though. You know, them things where it's like, you know what I mean? Like, there's what are them things that you put in? You put in the freezer. You take them out, and then you crack them. And then they stay warm for however long.
Oh.
That shit freaks me out, because you're kind of like...
It's like radiation or something.
Yeah. You're like, hey, I don't want to turn into some Incredible Hulk gamma ray start flying out of this buffer lover. But yeah, so South Philly really went in, you know what I mean, with these.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing you got an app on your phone that helps you, you know, you can judge the temperature or you can control the temperature on your insoles.
That'll be a good app, actually. Oh, no, that's just using the phone for a long time, isn't it? Then the phone warms up.
Yeah, don't know about it. You don't want that to happen.
Yeah, see, the radiation side effects too.
Yeah, shout out to Samsung, boy. They had a bit of trouble with
yeah. So who was it? You said the gleam with the firing up your amp. Is it? See, I'm not even reading that,
shout out to
Paul Clark.
Paul Clark, the geeky rat, said, a good old wank can keep the blood warm. Yeah, I guess it can. But after you feel guilty for doing that and the room temperature cools down, do you know what I mean? And you just made a mess all over.
Oh!
I don't know about that one, mate.
Anyway,
but
back to what Cy Philly was saying about the performance.
I will say, I'll add to what he's saying, though. If you're out on the street, a lot of dudes do this. They don't realise, but you cup your balls because there's a lot of warmth there for some reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when it gets to extreme temperatures, do you know what I mean? Like Siberian type shit.
Siberian
there's a bunch
levels
of Eskimos out there cupping their balls, looking at wifey like, ha, ha. You can't cup your balls. Anyway. Yeah. Keep hitting us up, man, because there are some interesting little bits of insight here on how to keep warm in these
and
terrible
with
weathers.
Heating bills being so expensive, we need to share the love on your different techniques, whether you go the Paul Clark route or the Cy Philly route. It's hip-hop at foodbarradio.com.
It's
we
like
wanna
caveman
hear from,
and futuristic.
Yeah, civilized, anyway. And hit us up because we want to hear from you guys. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking very shortly to OC of DITC.
Woo!
Cannot wait to chat to dudes. So hold tight right here and get in touch with us on Twitter too. But in the meantime, let's play you something brand new from Flip Tricks featuring the Four Owls.
The money, so you never made it. Only rap to bang the honey, but you only date it. And she ain't even rate it. Only fucked you cause a friend played it. Real love, you can't save it. Loop it up and tape it back and recreate it. Hate the opposition if they're looking like the favorite. He's looking like he'll take it, so you try and run him down. The one you never expect is always gonna take the crown. That's why my ears hit the ground. Hear the vibrations like a thousand elephants stamping on pavements with a piff fragrance. Dry can of butter on the apron. I hear him faintly mutter how they hate him. To take the game, you gotta break the game. Fuck the fame, make your lane. Deal with shame and wind up with the same old name. Talking like it's all in vain. Inevitable ball and
change. But the cycle's here for the rain, and it won't be the same.
That's you, that's you, that's you, that's you, that's you, y'all.
Walk asleep, reform the scene with our sorcery. No remorse, so walk on the floor of a concourse, door for a raw four bar. Get applauded accordingly. Listening to voices in my head like I do normally. Do I tell the truth or am I screwing with you audibly? Is this out of character or am I acting ordinary? Break you down to atoms just to play with you so forcibly. I'm motherfucking titan in this game, yes, I was born to be. Born to see this place like, no one could. Putting in the work until we're never getting overlooked. All these hopeless jokers getting shook. And then they close the book, the 4 hours, keep it straight hood. So you know it's good, good. Till we get extinct like Diplodocus. I'm a going so ferocious, rolling like a locomotive. Going coast to coast, we keep the flows alive. Infinite with the dosage, our supply is never ending. Bring the rulers to your life.
I got form plus I'm illing, so I cut out the S. Before you forget, let my rhyme slap that shit on their chest. I roam with flip tricks and trust me, land them shits on your head. Weed connoisseur, I need it like they're making some bread. See, I was born brazen. Fuck being raised, I became degrading. West Country beef, if you want it, straight from the pit with flames in. Ain't nothing strange, they regret the day they let Josh and James in. These creations escaped, took flight and traveled many nations. Verbs down to a T, that's why I roll with him. Heads spin like linoleum, moment we take control of them. Don't collect rappers, but I'm owning them. Explode with no petroleum, no fair match strike when we're bowling in. A thin line between hopeless and dopeless. The focus stays high like hopes of jokers wishing we choke. Only stop to cough a blunt, smoke a red hot poker to the scene, seen the brief fire, but really I spoke.
That's you, that's y'all, y'all. That's you, that's you, y'all, y'all. That's you, that's you,
you played yourself like Malkovich, but how is it? You didn't see, you weren't the one that's pulling all the strings, though. Looking kinda counterfeit, shit, tone it down a bit. Brain is all hypnotized, need to snap out of it. I see my goals like prey, and I'm pouncing. In my front room, meditating on the mountain. Balancing the physical form, my spirit was torn. Felt heat like Miami, then I'm hit with a storm. Coming for anything and everything, an unquenchable thirst. We from two places like a Nephilim between heaven and earth, and still trying to settle this. We banging heads like a bunch of rowdy metal kids, plotting in the sediment, return to the dirt. The rotten and the eloquent emerged in the verse with the twist. Whatever it is, certainly works. Hope the side effects don't take a turn for the worse.
Something brand new there for you from Flip Tricks. That's You is the name of the track, featuring 4 hours. And there's a new video for that too. That's taken from the Patterns of Escapism album, which is out right now. So go and check it out. And who knows, maybe soon we'll have some of those guys on the show.
Well, do remember we did have Flip Tricks on a few weeks ago, promoting his album Patterns of Escapism. If you want to check that out, go to www.fubarradio.com/shows/hiphop.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, damn.
And we have had Verb T as well. We have had Verb T on the show too. But yeah, I was thinking the 4 hours conglomerate.
Yeah, that would be colossal, man.
So we'll see what we can do there. Coming up right after this, we're going to be speaking to OC at DITC, so keep it locked. But Mice has been investigating, as he does every week, to get those life hacks to help us all. So we need to share this love, because I need these answers. Seriously, it's emergency levels.
And I've been asking people, what tricks do you use to stay warm in these winter months? We've had some great answers so far. Shout out to Cal Neal. He says, every year, I hollow out a bear and climb inside until spring. Sadly, this year, I'm inside one of those rare invisible bears, so it's hard to prove. Panini Grande, shout out to Big Toast. He says, burning tires and polystyrene. Global warming is real. I should have put an echo on that. Real. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Dominic Bandoni. He says, I make a big pile of the poor people in my road and set fire to them.
Life is cheap.
I tell you, mate, they're all a bit crazy down the old digital pub. Shout out to Benediction. I think a few of us do this. He says, I just eat a PR South Asian food and pick up my rhyme pad every now and then. Seems to do the trick.
Creating distraction?
Right in that fire. I think that's, you know what I mean? It's a little MC trick. Even if that wasn't what he was trying to say, we'll say that's what he was trying to say because it sounded kind of cool when I said it. Anyway, yeah, everyone's got a bit of winter hatred. Cal Neal comes back and he says, this winter, hatred of Brexit and Trump are keeping him nice and toasty. The fume of Brexit and Trump.
Firing people up.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. It's a hard one to swallow, you know? Like, this news we've had in the last, 12 months, it's been a bit crazy.
You know, the last news that I saw about Donald Trump, so the...
you have to do that when you talk about Donald Trump.
Sometimes you have to do this. Yeah. He's had the president of... Prime Minister of Japan has been visiting him, Shinzo Abe.
Is it?
Yeah, so I think this is like the second world leader to visit him. And so when dudes speak, they've been both standing on the platform together talking. Mm. And, you know, they have the earpiece in. Yeah. Doing that with the live translation of what he says. So Shinzo Abe's talking, but then Trump had forgotten to put his earpiece in. But then he's still standing there, like nodding and laughing and pretending to know what he's talking about.
Oh,
and then someone sort of gestured to him, like, "Yeah, put the thing in, man." And then he did, and then it was
sad, man.
Yeah, sad. See, now we're sounding like that's one of his favorite words. Sad.
It is sad, though, man.
It's beyond the levels of patheticism.
I like that word, you know.
Yeah, I want to hear that in a rhyme. I'm putting that challenge out.
It's sad, man. I mean, but what can we do now, you know? All we got to do is hope and pray that things don't turn for the absolute worst. They're probably going to turn for the worst, as long as it's not the absolute worst where, like, bruh, the aliens are going to fuck us up because of this shit. You're doing right now. Do you know what I mean?
Well, either way, we're giving them a lot of entertainment right now, but I just couldn't believe that story. I was like, this guy is so dumb. Like, he has no clue about... Well, no, that's not nice of me just to call him names. But he has no clue about anything, the workings of anything, let alone just putting an in ear.
Yeah, let's not say he's dumb. Let's say he seems dumb.
He seems
dumb. This way,
dumb.
We're not calling him that. We're just saying his actions tend to gesture that... He might be a fuck up. Anyway, one more. Shout out to Greg Blackman. He says, fat makes it hard to cope with the summer, but when it comes to the winter, I'm well prepared. Oi, oi.
Like quids in.
Get a bacon sardine down, you mate.
Quids in.
Anyway, we got something special coming up right about now, mother lovers.
Yeah, well, before we get into that, though, I thought I have to play something from... It's one of my favourite DIC... crew cuts, and this is Lissa warming us up, getting ready for our first guest of the show. Remember, coming up later on, we're also going to be joined by Charlie Tuna, a Jurassic 5 crafty cuts, and we've got Colossal open mic on the way for you as well. This is FUBAR Radio, myself, Sarah Love,
myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, aka Mice Diggy, and this is the Hip Hop Show, bitches and bitchettes.
Time to handle our bit.
Down with the group called Digging in the Crate.
Worldwide. Time to handle our bit.
Down with the group called Digging in the Crate.
Think it's time I got my whole clique to sound. Think it's how it gets down from town to town. If you didn't know, this clique can't be touched. If you're clicking, you ain't fucking.
We on a world tour with Midnight, Marauders and such. I'm at the table like the Godfather, smoking a Dutch, controlling the bucks. I roll with enough niggas that are blowing the clutch. Not only holding, we bust the fat rap. So pass that and let me hit it. Got me gas, black skins with mad fat. She flipped it, Bronx is a whip wit. Niggas that are rip shit. Studios get blown from D&D to Mystic. With this shit, I'll bomb the nation from a distance. The jewel, gotta have patience plus persistence. We rock, blast like rock. Birds waiting for bottles to pop in the condo, models that rock. To sum up my career from bottom to top. Now we in the thick of it, and you don't stop.
Think it's how I got my whole clique to sound. Think it's how it gets down from town to town. If you didn't know, this clique can't be touched. If you're clicking, if you ain't fucking.
Check it, I'll be puffing blunts in the house, sex and stunts on the couch. This year, a lot of frauds might be punched in their mouth. And when your wife see me, she don't know how to act. So don't be mad when I blow out her back. Real. Your whole team a bunch of poop putts. You made a few bucks, shade a few sluts. Then y'all started running your lips a little too much. My whole crew wow, Snickers new now. We go to clubs, hit the bar and trip. 2,000 other MCs, they ain't got a chance at all. Cause Big L, Cody old is too advanced for y'all. Chicks can never walk away cause they like the sex. Flamboyant is the label that writes the checks. I'm a pimped out nigga that walk with kings, talk with slang, who all from New York to Spain. Haters eating, B-Y me, B-I-G, cause I'm VIP till I D-I-E. What?
Think it's how I got my whole clique to sound. Think it's how it gets down from town to town. If you didn't know, this clique can't be touched. If your clique ain't thick, you ain't fucking with us. Think it's how I got my whole clique to sound.
Yeah.
Think it's how it gets down from town to town.
T-I-T-C, nigga. Drink OJ with gin, rock Tim's with my laces untied. Cruising the city on 17 inches. Ride past winches, past the projects, up chilling on the bitches. Profile low, what's if I had an ill vengeance? Life on earth is just a death sentence. Fuck it, I'm Omega. Arm, legger, legger, arm with Coast still. If you pose a threat to my nature, D-I-double-G-I-N-I-N-T-H-E. Crazy lock shit times 10. Dive in, become a part of a cliche. The art of an expert, the honor from New York to Florida. Chicks rush the corridors, niggas try to star with us. Besides rolling dick, my whole crew be marvelous.
Think it's how I got my whole clique to sound. Think it's how it gets down from town to town. If you didn't know, this clique can't be touched. If your clique ain't weak, you ain't fucking with us. Think it's how I got my whole clique to sound. Think it's how it gets down from town to town. If you didn't know, this clique can't be touched. If your clique ain't weak, you ain't fucking with us.
Worldwide, time to handle la bitch. Time to handle la bitch.
Down with the group called digging in the crate.
Worldwide.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
This is FUBAR Radio. I am joined by Mike Righteous right now.
In my freestyles, I mean, it's perceived as political, but what I try to do is connect through to the personal rather than the political. And the personal is the feeling of the effects that's caused by a corrupt politician or a corrupt policeman. And them feelings are feelings of sadness and anger and pain. So that's why it comes out how it does.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
And vitamins, irons in the niacin. Fuck who that I affair. Rappers sit back, I'm about to begin. Bow, foul talking squaw. Never even walked the wall. More or less destined to get tested. Never been arrested. My album will manifest many things that I saw, did, or heard about, or told firsthand. Never word of mouth. What's in the future for the fusion and the changer? Rappers are in danger. Who will use wits to be a remainder? When the missile is aimed to blow you out of the frame, some will keep their limbs in, some will be maimed. The same suckers with the gab about killer instincts return, bitching, knowing damn well they lack in this division. The connoisseur cracking your head with a 4x4. Realize, sucker, I'll be the coming like Noah. Always simmer you down, perpetrating facade in what you consider an image. To me, this is just a scrimmage. I feel I'm stoned, not cause of bop, wear my cap cocked. The more emotion I put into it, the harder I rock. Those who pose lyrical but really ain't true, I feel. About what you did, but you never done it. Admit it, you bit it, cause the next man came platinum behind it. I find it ironic, so I researched and analyzed. Most write about stuff they fantasize. I'm fed up with the bull on this focus of weed and clips, and Glocks getting caught, and wax not being flipped. It's the same old, just straining from the anal. The contact is not complex, the vex. So why you pushing it? Why you lying for? I know where you live, I know your folks. You was a sucker as a kid. Your persona's drama that you acquired in high school and acting class. Your whole your aura is plexiglass. What's the face told me you shot this kid last week in the park? That's a lie. You was in church with your mom. See, I know, yo, slow your roll. Get we good to go. Guys be locking in this thing called rapping just for dough. Of course, we gotta pay rent, so money connects. But I'd rather be broke than have a whole lot of respect. It's the principle of it. I get a rush when I bust some dope lines or roll. That maybe somebody will quote. That's what I consider real in this field of music. Instead of putting brain cells to work, they abuse it. Non-conceptual, non-exceptional. Everybody's either crime-related or sexual. I'm here to make a difference. Besides all the riffing to traps, I'm not sticking. Rappers stop flipping for those who pose lyrical, but really ain't true, I feel.
Their time's limited, hard rocks too.
What's up, y'all? Britain's own Slick Rick here, and you're listening to The Hip Hop Show with DJ Sarah Love and Mize Digi on FUBAR Radio. Peace.
Music power.
Yo, my method for my musical madness, move and motivate those with musical talents. Read it in bold print, we holding it down. Lick a shot, hip hop when we in your town. Master blast the sound, reach the future far from here and now. With style, release, increase the peace. Bubble with the beat, they feeling the heat in the streets. Now each one, teach one, each one, young gun on one. Listen to the warriors drum. Beating up the block with the ghetto hop that knock and make you wanna crash the spot and the lock explode. Boom. The alpha and omega code with drum rolls and old soul. We uphold and foretold the scores of 6 years ago. Fast flow from G-rap to cool mode. Super syllable, major to the minimal. Every individual bounce to the temple, yo. Lungs collapsing, raps be trapped in. The only way to make it happen, jaw jabbing fast.
Yo,
rapping.
I'm the hot dog, the runner, hottest monologue install. Poetic inserts and yes, y'all. My speech is like holding two blocks apiece. The outreach that rock police, the super Avenger member. Tanner for something that bitches swim and rewrite the Emmy winner get hype up any printer. And I came to get it, hit it like Operation Push. Operate the tush, black octopus, the soul. And then a Terry Planet Patrol, a planet my goal. And lo and behold, it's the rubber dog, ready to rock, rock. Don't stop, hops, I knock like the lumberjack, chop, chop. The word Smith, a writing block, letters a curse with circuit service, surface. And watch how the brother get over the fly, casting over with the frankincense odor.
Bear witness, don't wear riches to make career bitches. Share pictures when the ears get this, your brains are software glitches. Splatter your brains, leave scattered remains of matter and stains that explain how you was battered and slain. I get rude and go to your show and use your role. Fans to boo and throw you off till you lose your flow. A pro meme that Joe Green when I blow steam. Put your whole team and pause that cold cream. They show laughter when I blow faster. Your whole half to go after her weed from the breeze when I blow past you. I'm dapper plus ghetto and just pedal. When the dust settle, we left in the rubble and the crushed metal. Nurses with hearses, sit like a verse with lit hearses. Spit fire, make it burst a bitch. Try me like a Osama, Odama, I'ma cause trauma and homicides when a collide like a kamikaze.
Came baby, walk hard to P-Jex. On streets of Brooklyn, I'm a crew of D-Steps. On streets of LA, I'm a whole E-set. On tracks with Jurassic, I be the G-Rex. Still that Gucci dressing, still that Gucci pressing. My pimp game smooth to get some, I don't use discretion. Top tens do be stressing, fuck explaining it, who's he testing? Physical form or physical forms, leave your ass shaking like a mystical song. Please, now what type of shit was you on? Cause man, a compressor nigga mean one less. A nigga. All I want is my niggas all recruiting a slimy. All I want is my liver all polluted with Remy. Do it with any, bring it, I face off. Turn you out your league like Jordan was with baseball.
Yeah, yeah. Your majesty, word flash, photography, third class economy, blaze slash your artery, nerve gas, anatomy, blur past dramatically, herbs hash, my words flash, packed agility, never predictability. Maneuvers of mind, fully designed, cause I'm true to the rhyme, we do the sublime. Cracking your backbone, attacking you whack clones, vernacular writing exact, capital rap zone, to combat verbal assault rifle. We fight like Stokely Carr. Michael, no, we just like you. We broke a nickname, tell it what we might do. Ain't no joke, provoke the right to be first to see mercy with the king, Asiatic and Percy P. Ain't heard the worst of me. I'm to your chest 3D, spit venom and burn your body like a STD.
2020 on the next, brother, stop.
stepping to me wrong. I mess around and make a eulogy my theme song. This might seem wrong, but this is a mean song. Crushed like King Kong, it's just like ping pong. Back and forth, I spit mile and toss. It's time to floss. My verbal affirmation is to always go off. When syllables slide, you'll be enjoying the vibe. When considering pride, it's J5. With another deadly melee, camera action, yo, we heavy, aim steady. Slash machete, Maserati, engine ready, good and plenty. Don't be petty, count the fatty, and we jetty. Off to another city, what we do, our nitty gritty. We wild like Serengeti, Terradon, like Stephen Zeddy. Get ready for the ride, verbally hang glide. Right and stay tied, missions inside. Murderer worldwide,
the stage is show night.
Jeez, that was flames, boy.
Bars, Jurassic Bars. 5. Featuring wow. Big Daddy Kane, Percy Pete on that track, A Day at the Races. And that's leading sure me nicely good. Into, hopefully, who we have on the line right now. Are you hearing us? Charlie Tuna, Crafty Cuts, are you there?
Yeah, we are. How you guys doing?
Oh, nice. You sound so lovely, that baritone.
Yo, boy, the rap Herman Munster in the building, boy. What's going on?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm good, man. How you guys doing? Is that Sarah out there?
Yes. Yes, it's me. It's been a long time.
I know, right? I know.
You shouldn't have left me.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, no.
We're good, man.
It's been ages since I saw you, because I think I last saw you a couple years ago in London, but we first met about 5 years ago or something in Singapore. But where are you now?
Singapore, yeah. Right now I'm in Worthing, hanging out with Crafty Cuts and his son. And, just chilling.
Oh, very cool. And what's happening at the moment? Are you guys on tour together?
Yeah, we're on tour together, man. We put together this cool little dynamic duo, man, and even the merchandise kind of looks like that, like a comic book or something. It's pretty cool. But we just are old school cats, man, trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, spread the love of that old school 90s feel, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of people have, I won't say neglected, but just, like, you know, not really... really pay more attention to. And I feel like since we're aficionados in that area, we might as well give it to them, you know what I'm saying, from a lesson perspective. And that's kind of what we've been doing.
Definitely.
For the people that missed it, definitely, man.
Because it's our duty as people, you know, like you who are in this position where you've got so much experience and knowledge, you've got to keep that torch burning. Do you feel that responsibility then?
Yeah, I do. You know, I mean, I just feel like, you know, from the perspective of each one teach one, it's like whatever you learn, you know what I'm saying, if you can pass it down to people that are thriving for that knowledge and are younger than you that can do something with that information, innovate on it, make it something more than what you've done, you know what I'm saying, then I think you're contributing to the world. Mm-hmm. You're contributing to the music. You're contributing to the culture. If it's a situation where people are like, you know, just for themselves, then eventually that it ends. It doesn't go any further than, you know what I'm saying, than what they already created. So I just feel like, you know, from where we sit, I might as well be trying to tell somebody, you know what I'm saying, about the experiences that I've went through, you know what I mean? And hopefully that can better the culture, man, as it goes along.
I definitely think that's something that people appreciate from you as a solo artist and with the work you've done with J5 too, you know, because you're pretty... You know, some people use that term purist. They don't like the term purist, isn't it? But I mean, it's a proper hip hop show when you come out and see Charlie Tuna.
Yeah, man. And I, you know, for me, I mean, purist. I guess I just feel like, you know, we regurgitate the stuff that we love. That's simple as that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's always such a fun show, and it's just proper hip hop. You know.
Thank you, man.
But then you've been working on, there's lots of other projects that you're involved in as well, like the Ozomatli.
I've been doing Ozo for years. Ozomatli, Galactic, Funk Hunters, and now I'm sitting here with my man, Mr. Crafty Cuts.
Yeah, so what's going on with Crafty Cuts? You guys have a project coming out, is that correct?
Yeah, we're working on it right now. Mm. Let me let him tell you.
Yeah,
you're
Crafty.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hi, Crafty Cuts. How nice to meet you, via the radio show for the first time.
How you doing?
Yeah, and you guys? I'm doing good, yeah. We've just come off the back of, like, 14 shows together.
Oh,
it's
wow.
been an absolute blast. It's been really good fun working with such a talented individual, and we just kind of putting our styles together, and, you know, it's the first time we've actually, you know, been on the road together, and it's been really good fun. People are really appreciating the music. France, we just come off of like a week of touring in France, and they really are into their hip hop there.
Yeah,
really,
it's crazy,
heavily.
Right?
And there's a big scene there, big graffiti scene, real hip hop heads, lots of dancers, lots of talented artists. It's really, and they do you know what I really like, me and Charlie both like, is before the show, we sit down and we have a meal together. Everyone has a meal together, all the people involved in the event, and from the sound man to the dancers to the engineers, everyone. And it's just a really nice, sort of warm feeling to get to know everyone before the show. It's a really nice family vibe, and the French seem to have that stuff locked down. And Amsterdam was really cool. And yeah, we've got a lot more shows. I think we've got another 30. We're really looking forward to London this Friday and Brighton, and then we go to Australia.
But we're just
trying to bring a good vibe together. It is really, really entertaining, and at the end of the day, that's what people come to see, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a little, you know, we teach a few people about what we're doing and our culture, like Charlie says, and our background and some of the old stuff, but with some of the new stuff, so it's old to the new.
Mm. Yeah. So speaking of background, for you then, if you're say to meet someone on an aeroplane sitting next to you, and they're like, "Oh, so what do you do?" What's your response to that for a living?
That's so funny that you should say that. I'll let Charlie say it. That's a really great question, that is. I've always wanted to tell that to someone, because the thing is, you get asked that all the time, especially on long-haul flights.
Yes.
Eventually, the ice will be broken. I usually like to speak to someone, if they look friendly straight away, and say, "Hello, how are you doing?"
Me too.
Rather than be the grumpy sort of
pretending,
traveller.
Yeah, we're on our own on the plane.
Yeah, that you get that. That's
me.
And then someone obviously asks that question, and 9 times out of 10, they think that it's a luxury what you do. The entertainment business is that sounds so much fun, and it's what you do for free.
Yeah,
for example, if someone says, "Can you DJ at my wedding?" It's like, "Oh, you just do it for free." But if you ask them if they're to fix your car, you wouldn't say, "Oh, you can do it for free."
Yeah.
So it's that's the opinion that people have of entertainers.
Yeah.
So,
it's duality of when you're privileged to do a job that you enjoy, but at the same time, you know, it's a grind. What did you say? You just did 14 back-to-back dates. That's graft. You know
exactly.
what I mean? It is fun,
totally.
But it's graft.
Exactly. And I always say
the last show. Sorry, go on.
I always say to people, you know, if you're trying to get a free job out of somebody, but if there's shit stuck in your toilet, are you really going to phone the plumber and ask him to do it for free? That is
so true.
Yeah, that's what you've got to say.
You're right in what you say. We travelled 6 hours to go to one show last night, and, you know, we didn't complain once about that. Not that we would, but, you know, that's what we do each and every day. And, going back to your question about on the plane.
Yeah.
So just, I get asked that so many times. Yeah. And I always think to myself, what should I say? Should I just say, I just play music and DJ?
That leads to more questions if you try.
Yeah, intrigue. So I just say I'm a DJ. I'm very lucky to travel the world and entertain people when their ears prick up and they go, "Oh, really? So you travel a lot and blah, blah, blah." And then the whole 3-4 hours or 10-hour journey becomes interesting conversation about what I do. But I like to kind of, when people ask me the genre of music that I play, that's when it gets interesting.
That's what I was going to say. Because what's your foundation?
DJ.
Yeah, I know you definitely kind of you're pretty
eclectic.
Broad, and it's a party kind of vibe that you're bringing. But would you say that you have come from a hip hop foundation primarily?
That's exactly right. Spot on. That's where my roots were: hip hop, born and bred, funk, disco, soul, jazz. No one introduced me. My parents didn't introduce me to it. I just found it and reggae, and I just loved it from day one. And then my path, like a lot of British DJs, have crossed with drum and bass and house and rave and everything else. So basically, you know, that's where, and that's really interesting, because that influences me to bring that sort of flavour into my music. And I think that's what Charlie found interesting. And obviously, you know, when I try and tell people on a plane, "Oh, I play breakbeat," they wonder what the hell that is. If you say hip hop or R&B, they know exactly what you meant.
Yeah.
Not I play R&B, but they know exactly what I meant.
But don't you find, though, that's a difficult thing? Because nowadays, back in the day, telling people, "Oh, I'm a," you know, you say you're a DJ, then, "Oh, what kind of music do you play?" "Oh, I play hip hop." But now it's like you need to then give a whole other explanation if you say hip hop, because hip hop is a, last night at the Grammys, Drake won best rap song for Hotline Bling, which to me that's a bit different to Public Enemy kind of sound sort of things. Like,
yeah, no,
it's a little bit different.
Well, I'm going to pass you over to Charlie because I know that he's desperate to tell you what he says about that.
Oh yes, Charlie. Yes,
hey,
Charlie.
Hey,
and I remember when we met in Singapore. I remember Charlie and Tuna was so impressed. He was like, "Wow, this girl's so hip hop. She's got the 2-finger gold ring and everything." So
man, I remember that. I was like, "Yo, where you get that from?"
But no, so I mean, because I was just saying how it's nowadays, if you say that you're a hip hop artist or you're a hip hop DJ, you've now got to add a whole other explanation behind that because people think, "Oh, you're
not
the Nicki Minaj, you're
that hip hop,
kind of thing."
Man.
What do
you
think?
It's true. It's true. It's a trip for me out the gate. Like when you know, I'm already a weird looking individual in a lot of situations, you know what I mean?
Like BFG.
When I travel overseas, everybody, you know, when I say overseas, I mean over here. When I'm over here in the UK and in Europe, I'm already getting looked at like, what the hell is he doing in first class? Or what is he doing? You know, and then, you know, they get that question. Eventually somebody gets the courage to ask me once they ask me. Mm. I usually ease into it because I'm already like, You probably got a lot of preconceived notions about what you're looking at right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I ease into it. I'm like, oh, I'm a musician. Oh, what do you do? What do you play? I'm like, I play my vocals. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, wait, you're a singer? And I'm like, yeah, of sorts.
Kind of, you know what I'm saying?
And I ease into it. You know what I mean? And it's cool because eventually they get you know, educated about a certain aspect of something that they, like you said, like they thought they knew. They thought they knew Nicki Minaj and you know, Maybach music and all that stuff. But then when they start talking to me, it's like, yo, okay, that exists? I didn't know, you know. So, yeah.
But on the flip side, sometimes
I just say, I never expected to hear Charlie Tudor say Maybach music.
I know,
man. That's classic.
That was a proper curveball. But then on the flip side, sometimes you meet people and you say hip hop and they're like, oh, what you mean? Like gangstar, like tribe? And you're like, oh my God, I love you.
Exactly.
Then
you feel like you found a soulmate.
Literally.
What about this then? Do you differentiate between rap and hip hop music? Rap music and hip hop?
Well, I mean, it's the same way, like to say, like racism is a problem. Or is the problem. It's not the problem, it's a symptom of the problem. So I'll say rap is an extension of the body, which is hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Say rap is like one of the arms, so to speak. But it's the most popular limb on the body. But it's still a limb, so to speak. So I just try to make sure people know that there are other things connected to rap, and that rap is not the culture, but rap is a part of the culture. You see what I'm saying?
But so, then you see how then you have bodies from outside of the culture who then they create an umbrella called rap, and then you end up having a category at the Grammys where, you know, the best rap song this year is something like Hotline Bling.
Right. Well, you know, I'm a firm ascriber to Mr. Chuck D's philosophy from like super years ago about the Grammys.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying? And that's just really simple as that. I don't even want to say it on the radio right now.
No, say it.
You can say what you want, man. This is Free Bar Radio. We say whatever the fuck we want on here, bro.
Thank you. So who gives a F about the goddamn Grammys?
And that's
the truth. It's like, I you know, accolades are one thing, you know, amongst your peers, it's all good. And I'm not trying to play or hate or nothing like that. I'm trying to say, you know, oh, y'all, you know, who dealing with Grammys, y'all ain't. Nah, it's not like that. But I'm just saying it doesn't define you as an artist. It may add stripes to your resume, but it doesn't define you as an artist. It's a whole bunch of artists who, in my opinion, will serve Drake in a battle or in the sitting their songs next to his. But it doesn't matter because it's a popularity contest at that point. You know, it's like we in high school. I'm not tripping on that. I'm making some music. I'm having fun doing it, and that's really what I get off on. So if I get a Grammy nod or, you know, somebody over there that like what I'm doing over here, that's beautiful. I'm cool with it, but I'm not basing my existence on it.
Exactly. And that's the difference, I think, with certain artists, because I did see a little bit of the Grammys last night and I was just thinking to myself, really, what is the purpose of this? And the whole thing is just an advert for these top tier, you know, whoever has been selected to be promoted. So whoever wins this award, then they're just getting, you know, a whole, that's the promo for their next tour and everything. But you can't buy that kind of credibility on a street level, like the respect that you get on on the ground. But you're also like such a multifaceted person, because you're not just a vocalist, not just one of the most distinctive voices in hip hop, but also like I'm always seeing your tunatography.
Yeah, man, and it's a trip. I'm getting some love from that, man. So, first of all, before we even speak about that, I got to big up people like Evidence from Dilated Peoples. I got to big up DJ Babu from Dilated Peoples, or Festo from Hieroglyphics, or you know what I'm saying? It's cats that really take the photography thing serious. And I'm a painter at first. That was the limb of hip hop that I came in on, graffiti.
All right.
And I kept it there, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I always say that I'm a painter that can rap. And because of that, I'm able to see the shot. That's the only thing that I can really say. Like, I can see the composition. I'm like, there it is right there. Bam, I take the picture. And then the guys like Evidence and like Tri-State and all those dudes, they taught me how to use the editing on like iPhones and stuff like that, and you know, Photoshop and Lightroom and all these things. They showed me how to do to make it go, to make the picture go, you know what I mean? But in the end, man, I just like taking pictures. Me and IQ used to battle back in the days when it was the instant cameras that you had to take in after you finished using them.
And then you put them
into the shop, and then you got to wait for the pictures, and you don't know what they look like.
Yeah.
IQ used to battle at the end of tours. Like, all right, come on, what you got? I got when I see you and I raise you that.
Counting
so
if down
Instagram was around back then, we would have been running it.
So what, all your pictures though with the photography that I see you uploading, is that all, you're doing it all on the iPhone?
Well, all of the edits are done on the iPhone. Some of the pictures are iPhone pictures. Some of the pictures, I got a 7D Canon that I bought in Hong Kong for like a little bit of nothing. And I'm just trying to make that thing do what it do, you know what I mean? Wow. So I'm just learning how to use it. And yeah, that's what I do. But all of the edits are done on the iPhone.
Yes. And then tell us then, bring us back to like the project that you and Crafty Cuts are working together, because you sent us a track called Hands High. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, well, you know, Crafty sent me this track and was like, man, this sounds like something up your alley. And I couldn't lie. It sounds real Jurassic. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, this is dope. You know what I'm saying? And so it was easy, but I didn't really have any words or thoughts about it. It was easy to come up with stuff once I put my mind in that mind state. You know what I'm saying? So we me and Crafty sat in the studio, and at the end of the day, we came up with that song. And it came out like, you know, like somebody was showing me, you know, the Rorschach ink blot cards or something. I'm looking at them like, oh, that's a such and such. And that's a such and such. And eventually the song is there, you know what I mean? So it was really cool. And that was the beginning of like, yo, we should make some more music. So they got me on Crafty and MC Dynamite's new album, which is called All Four Corners. We have a song called It Ain't My Fault. And, you know, Dynamite is one of my favorite UK MCs of all time. So it was an honor for me. And you know what I'm saying? And then just this whole little marriage, it felt great. It was like, dude, we make music good together, so let's make more. And that's where we are right now.
And so what, you were actually physically in the studio together, or this was kind of sending it, you did it virtually?
Yeah, I was on tour with the Funk Hunters out here in the UK last year, and Crafty was like, man, if you got a day or two, man, let's get in the studio. So I had a couple of days off, so me and Nick Middleton from the Funk Hunters, we caught the train to Crafty's spot, and he picked us up at the train station and took us to the studio. We stayed there all day, created the tune, you know, put some things in the air, and it was all good.
Because it's nice having that energy of like rebound, you know, collaborating with people kind of thing. How do you find being in a collaborative mode compared to just like solo Charlie Tuna?
Well, I feel like music is a collaboration, even when you collaborate with yourself, because there's times where you got to kind of split yourself in half and go, okay, do you agree with this music, and have to look at it from the music, and then, okay, so what lyrics fits on top? So I always look at it from that perspective, and I always try to learn from every collaboration that I do, you know what I'm saying? So I learned a lot of cool stuff, even just hanging out with Crazy Crafty. He's a crazy dude. He's a crazy dude. You know what I'm saying? Really, really, really organized thinker, man. And I love people like that, because it's easy to learn from people like that. And it's easy to be motivated, in my opinion, from people like that. I'm already like trying to, you know, step my game up on every level that I can, even like punctuality and stuff like that. I always try to be, you know, punctual. Like Talib told me one day, I was the the responsible MC, and I'm gonna always have a job because of it. So yeah, I'm hoping I agree with that. You know,
I can vouch for that, definitely, man.
And I also have to say, like, for meeting you and all the Jurassic 5 crew, like, you guys are some of the nicest dudes in hip hop as well. Mm. Like, you it's not, and also people feel that on stage when they see your live show. It's like that good energy resonates too, you know. So it's definitely an entertaining show as well. So what is the next show the London gig, or do you have other dates in the UK before then?
Well, actually, we do Bedford, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bedford on Wednesday, Brighton on Thursday, and then London on Friday. Then I go home for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and Crafty meet in New Zealand. We do 5 gigs down there. So we're down there for like a week and a half.
Oh, wow. Are you going to Splore?
I think so. I don't know exactly.
Be Splore Festival.
I ain't gonna even lie. I'm riding.
We know.
Wherever we go is where I'm at.
I'm a beware.
I'm not sure. Yeah, but I know we do a couple festivals, right? Like at least.
Yeah, we've got a couple of festivals. Two shows in Australia,
mm-hmm.
and we've got maybe 3 shows in Australia,
mm.
and 3 shows in New Zealand. We've got like Wanaka, Christchurch, and Auckland,
mm-hmm.
And some really good shows. There's a really good festival out there called Electric Love.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dub Pistols actually from the UK are going to be out there,
nice.
And Dub FX. So yeah, we'll get to drop some of this great music that we've been putting together, and we've made some medleys for the tour and stuff, and some exclusive material. So things have been going really well. Like Charlie says, I think that we're very similar, very alike, and I think the stars have just kind of aligned to meet us perfectly with what's going on in our life and our music. And it really has been a good experience, because we're enjoying every minute of it, and it's like taking it back to when we first started again, you know, and we're having so much fun. It's really, really, I can't wait to play in Brighton on Friday, because I think they've sold nearly 800 tickets, and, you know, that really is a real good feeling to know that people, you know, are really interested to see what we do. We've got some great visuals, and we've got some great merch, and I just feel that this is the complete package.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times you just go out and you DJ, mm-hmm. and you come away, and that's it.
Yeah.
This is an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is an insight into what's gone on in our lives over, like, 20 years, you know?
That's very cool. So, yeah, no, hey, I'm hoping to come and catch you at the London date. But what are, like, all the links that you want to share with everybody? Like, where should they track you down? What info do you want them to know?
Well, basically, we're on all formats of, like, Facebook and Instagram. As you know, that you're completely spot on with what you say about Charlie. Him and a few others, like DJ Yoda and a lot of other guys that he was mentioning, are just so phenomenal. And Charlie, he's next level on Instagram. He's upped my game. He's upped my game. He really is really good at that. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm a bit of a... I've, you know, crazy on Facebook. I like to post a lot of stuff on there and kind of portray a little bit about myself and my personality. My personality is quite bold on it, Facebook. And then, you know, people get to see what I'm like, and they can make their own impressions. But I'm quite a funny sort of live life on the edge sort of guy, so people can have a laugh and a joke when they see me rather than take me too seriously.
Do you still see yourself as a turntablist?
I'm not compared to a lot of the others. I mean, I scratch and cut and mix and stuff like that. There's way better other DJs like Scratch Bastard and Craze and Jazzy Jeff, and the list is endless.
Yeah.
But you know, I have practice and on my day I have a few good days, and it is the best job in the world. It's like being a racing car driver or a footballer, you know, when you do it, it's just so much fun. And I know watching Charlie and being behind, you know, the decks watching him, I can see how much fun he has entertaining people, and that makes it even more fun for me as a DJ, you know.
I know. Oh no, I'm looking forward to seeing the show on Friday. One last question, Charlie, before you go. How tall are you?
Oh man, I missed that. I'm sorry. We was passing the phone back and forth.
Charlie, how tall are you?
I'm 6'5". I don't know what that is in meters. I am a very ignorant man when it comes to the metric system here. I apologize.
No, I don't know either in meters. But no, we go with the 6'5". No, I just had to take this opportunity to stop joking.
And one last question. How old were you when your voice dropped?
Honestly, you ready? 13. I was 13 years old.
And the
crazy part is, it happened exactly. My son is 25. It happened for him when he was 13, too.
Right.
So I looked, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Wow. I had to ask my dad, and he said his happened a little bit later on in life. My father was, his voice was like super deep, so it's crazy. I don't know, I guess it just runs in the family.
Do you sing, Jolly? Do you ever sing?
I can hold a note. I can hold a note real high, but singing, I don't know.
Okay.
Sarah's trying to get you to. She's trying to get you to get your Barry White on, basically. You know what I mean?
Well, see, you know, me and Sarah got a date a little later. You know, I think it's Barry White. Girl, it's all good. All good.
Well, we'll be seeing you Friday for the show in London anyway. But yeah, it's so lovely.
Turn the aircon on, man. I'm getting hot in here now.
No, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today,
you,
though. And I know anybody, man, in the UK and worldwide, you need to go out and catch the show because I know how super entertaining you guys are.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to be able to get on your show finally after all this time of you talking about it. Yeah, I do a radio show, and I'm like, oh, good, finally.
I know, and it's lovely to hear your voice. And, yeah, we're going to play this brand-new track right now. This is Hands Higher, yeah?
All right, I hope you guys like it, man. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you
so much. Lots of love, and have great shows this week.
Thank you, man. Y'all be safe. All right.
Yes, okay.
Man. 2017, Crafty Cuts, Charlie Tuna. Every time. Yes, sir. We taking it across the pond today. Ha. The Jurassic way. Yeah, ain't no time to stand by. Get ready to dance and throw your hands high. Lose your inhibition and open your mind high. Get ready to dance and throw your hands high. Yeah, I said throw your hands high. Keep the party moving and throw your hands high. Lose your inhibition and open your mind high. Get ready to dance and throw your hands. I melt peasants when I bring this bizarre style. Well measured as a king when my bars growl. Stealth presence like the wings of a barn owl. On top of the yard pile with entertaining large crowds. At last the purple hermit monster's massive. Get done if your response is passive. Back by the miraculous Jurassic in classic fashion. But when solo I'm a verbal assassin and I'm asking y'all. Yeah, ain't no time to stand by. Get ready to dance and throw your hands high. Yeah. Lose your inhibition and open your mind high. Get ready to dance and throw your hands high. Yeah. I said throw your hands high. Keep the party moving and throw your hands high. Lose your inhibition and open your mind high. Get ready to dance and throw your hands high. Virally potent, some openly misinterpret me. But hip-hop certainly overrode my circuitry. Perfectly circled me, turned me into a worker bee. Gave me a certain urgency to eternally burn and seize. Listen, or a morbid plan, I'm bored by the smorgasbord of adoring fans. Not scared to explore that love for this morbid man. Sometimes I feel more at home in a foreign land. Yes, I move like an apparition on the rapid mission, bringing back tradition. Sit back and listen, lessons bless you from every direction. Every connection left a heavy impression. I'm destined to make your playlist glamorous. Amateur assailant, this place can't damage us. While big brothers watching through surveillance cameras, the fire come from me and my man Crafty Cuts. Guess what? Ain't no time to stand by. Get ready to dance and throw your hands high. Lose your inhibition and open your mind high. Get ready to dance and throw your hands high. Yeah, I said throw your hands high. Keep the party moving and throw your hands high. Lose your inhibition and open your mind high. Get ready to dance and throw your hands. Crafty Cuts, won't you drop it one time? This is Charlie Tuna. No, your hands high. Yeah, ain't no time to stand by. Get ready to dance and throw your hands high. Lose your inhibition and open your mind high. Get ready to dance and throw your hands high. Yeah, I said throw your hands high. Keep the party moving and throw your hands high. Lose your inhibition and open your mind high. Get ready to dance and throw your hands.
Crafty Cuts and Charlie Tuna, that track is called Hands High, and they are on tour at the moment in the UK, so definitely go check them out. It was lovely talking to them. This is Foodbar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mike Stiggy, aka
It'll help
the
if
voice.
I put your microphone up, sorry.
Yeah, that might help as well, but never
I'm
mind. We are joined by two MCs who are about to put it down a little bit later on for us. Am I right or am I wrong, mother lovers?
I think you're right.
I think I'm right. We are joined by Uncommon Nasser. What are you saying, bro?
What up, man? How
What's
you doing?
Going on?
Good to be here.
Duke,
Duke01 from Last Sons, how is everybody?
Yes, man.
Okay, good. So wait, let me just clarify. So Uncommon NASA, is that your solo MC name, or yes, is that the name of a group?
No, I'm one person.
Okay. Ah. Neat and tidy. And then, you all sounded like an English accent.
Indeed. I'm Duke. I'm produced by Uncommon NASA. So we're up in Nottingham.
And you're in Nottingham as well, yeah.
Well, for the week, I'm from New York.
But I flew
out here. We're doing a couple dates in the UK.
Nice.
Myself and Last Sons. And so, you know, we're kind of shooting in and out of Knots and down here for today, playing at this place called The Junction in Southeast London later tonight.
The Junction. Where else are you playing in the UK?
Got Nottingham, Sheffield, Leicester.
Manchester,
Basingstoke.
Nice.
I remember that one this time.
Basingstoke.
And we already played Whitchurch, and we went down to Bristol as well. So,
oh, wicked.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you called it Knots earlier as well.
I picked it up from these guys. These guys are schooling me correctly. Knots, I know exactly how to talk. Pretty soon, you guys won't even be able to tell I'm not from here. Probably not.
Had you been over here before?
No, it's my first time overseas, nice, actually.
First time overseas.
Yeah.
When did you get here?
I got here about 2 days ago. I don't remember anymore because days started to bleed into each other.
Yeah.
But been here about, been here 3 days pretty much.
Has it felt like a culture shock?
A little bit, but it's actually pretty similar. It's not, this driving on the other side of the road thing threw me off for a good couple of days where I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. I need to kill myself.
Look out. Yeah. But for the most part, you know, it's surprising. Like I was more uncomfortable in the international flight section at JFK. I was kind of like, oh wow, this is really different. And then when I got here, I was like, oh okay, this
seems same shit.
More
yeah.
like New York.
So
what, you know?
Yeah, whereabouts in New York are you from?
I'm on Staten Island. I'm in Manhattan every day. So you know, pretty much everywhere, man.
Are you out here escaping Donald Trump?
Yeah, hopefully.
Agent Orange.
If they let me back in, you know, I don't know what the rules are going to change.
Yeah, they might not let you back in.
Yeah, it's possible, you know, like, especially if I say horrible negative things, which I'm not afraid to say. But
yeah, we don't mind you saying horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like having your country turned upside down. Basically, I mean, it's different than, like, you know, you have a politician get elected you don't agree with or whatever. That's one thing. That's just kind of how it goes. You spend 4 to 8 years disappointing, but somebody like this wins, it's like wow.
Yeah, you got like a reality TV star with a wig on that's been dipped in a pack of Cheetos
exactly.
as your president.
Yeah.
What's it?
The game done changed, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's talk about the music, man. Like, how long have you been, so you rap and produce, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been doing it?
Man, I've been doing a little bit of both of those things for quite some time, probably almost 20 years.
Mm.
But as far as like taking it, I shouldn't say taking it seriously, but taking it to the
professional
level in terms of touring and stuff like that, I've been doing that for a good like solid 4 years now. I put out a couple records successively. You know, Landed the Way It Is, New York Telephone, Halfway, and it kind of built up, you know, sort of like the momentum for what I'm doing these days. Before that, I was sort of running my label as Uncommon Records and putting out a lot of music for a lot of people. And now I'm sort of like still doing that. Like, I'm working with Last Sons and I'm working with Short Fuse and some other artists, but I'm really focusing on putting out my own music and trying to get out and tour as much as possible.
Nice.
Well, how did this hookup come about between like Knots and New York then?
the power of Twitter.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just read a book by, is it Danny McBride, the Yes Man book?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Where he just says yes to everything. He just,
oh, wow.
So he will say yes to those junk mails. Found himself in Germany about to meet somebody from Nigeria and whatever. But
what, is this a fiction book or this?
It was based on fact. It was based on fact. So that book at the time really inspired me because I just had some musical stuff break down. I thought, I just want to take advantage of every opportunity.
So that's what it's based on. It's like him, every door that opened, he'd walk through.
Yeah, so
that could be risky though, you know.
Well, yeah. So at the time, Nasra just put an advert on Twitter about if you want to work, if you want mixing, mastering done and whatever. And I just thought,
Yes.
I'm going for it. And that was about, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, probably 5 or 6 years ago.
And we've been working together since nice. Then. But I've been a fan of NASA since.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is that how you saw it?
Back in the day. Yes, sir.
True, yeah, because you've got like a little cult following going on, isn't it, online?
Yeah, man, I hope so. You know, like I keep watching my follower counts go up and people either curse me out or block me or really enjoy what I say sometimes. But well, yeah, know, I mean, I started out mixing and mastering many years ago in the 90s. I worked on a lot of big underground records.
Like.
And then I worked at Def Jux for a while. So I mixed down Fantastic Damage from LP and Bazooka 2 from Aesop Rock and parts of Cold Vein from Cannibal Ox and all that kind
of
stuff.
It's funny because I was going to say you remind me of a new age sort of Cannibal Ox-esque.
I mean, I'm from that same school of thought, you know, from that same. I'm a little bit behind that era, but I'm pretty much from that era, and I was with those guys at that time.
Like, see, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Whole scene, so like that's why like my sound still kind of has that. I mean, I think it's grown for sure, but. You know, but that's pretty much my basis. And, you know, I mean, I was just a fan of the indie scene before that even happened. You know, like, I mean, the first show I went to see was like Camp Low back in the day. Like, that was pretty much the era that I came up in. And then it just grew over time. And, you know, after I was done with Jux, like I said, I started Uncommon Records. And then over time, I started to really be like, wait a minute. I've been putting out a lot of dope music and doing a lot of cool things, but I haven't really, really worked on my own stuff for a while because I was in a group that fell apart, and then eventually I started to really. The group is hard, man. It's
you need
like
Saints
herding
Breeze
cats,
gig.
Man. Yo,
Sainsbury's is me and you.
Saves me a lot of time. I write it, I make the beat, or I use somebody else's beat, and the song is done.
Whether you're happy or not, it's all done to you.
I don't have to worry about somebody else's work schedule or whatever the hell it might be.
Yeah, it's a hard thing, man, but I think what when people, you know, the right, like, I find the groups that do well are usually the ones that have grew up together because they understand each other a lot more like
true.
A family. Whether they argue or not, they still, you know, they learn how to deal with that situation. Whereas when it's like, okay, I've known these guys properly for like 1 or 2, 3 maybe years or whatever, and then the ego thing comes in and you're telling
spend
someone
a lot
like,
of time together.
You don't know how to argue with
each other. Yeah, exactly.
Too old to learn. That happens.
Yeah, that's a funny one, man.
And so then, like, from a Knots perspective, have you, like, what have you done?
What have you done for me lately?
So
I'm the unknown stuntman. So I've been doing it for a long, long time, since the late 80s. Just rhyming, just for my own expression and whatever. But it's only really in like since 95 that I've really.
That's an adult.
When you get to my age, you see that is yesterday.
I know.
And then you look at the clock, you're like, Lord be God.
but yeah, since about 95, I've been working at trying to raise my profile, is perhaps the wrong way to put it, but just try to.
Working on your craft.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, that's what it's about, though. I think people kind of forget that that's a really important part of in terms of if you're going to be creative, that you working on your craft is that's the only reason anyone's going to make any fuss. So if you work on your craft just a little bit, you make that bubblegum tune, you blow up, whatever, you're going to disappear because you didn't really know what you were doing. But people who took their time to work on that craft, you know, and sculpt their, you know, mold who they are and what they're about, I think you'll last a lot longer.
Yeah. I think a lot of people
preach most.
Yeah. I think a lot of
Illuminati
people make
preaching.
I see the shine on the foreheads even more than before. Like, you know what I mean?
I think a lot of people make the mistake of working really hard on their first album and then it doesn't do what they want to do and they don't realize that, like, the first album is just the first thing.
The beginning, that's a good
album
point.
After album after album after album and then finally you get that opportunity. Sometimes some people get lucky through the door, but for the most part, if you see somebody on television, it's because they put out 3 albums you didn't even hear about.
They've got years under their belt. But there's so much dope hip-hop history from Knots as well.
Oh,
there's so
goodness.
Many people from Knots that I love, and the Knots accent, you're already killing it for me just with the
Knots
accent
as well. You're going to make me get beat up when I get home, man.
Get some towels in here. We need some towels in here. It's going to be a mess as soon as
I'm done. So we have a few more MCs that we're going to bring through to the studio as well. So,
it's a rubber glove, Sean, because it's going to be a mess in here. Yo, and like Sarah said, man, it's going to be a crazy ass open mic. I'm looking forward to hear you guys rock.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this happening, man.
Yeah, so keep it locked. This is FUBAR Radio. We're getting into the open mic right after this.
Yo, yo, I got these fellas on the run, son. Some dumb brothers getting spun. Come talking about you walking around performing like a stun gun.
Run, run!
Cause I embarrass rappers like they're dumb mum. Reaching for the naked baby photos when she's drunk, rum.
Some.
Brothers acting dodgy when I message them. Cause when it comes to combat, on full contact, all they fess is done.
You made
a decent tune, I made a better one. The same beat or state trade or call you with impressive puns. Second to none, spit your crown like your lips clown. Get down when the sticker sounds in town. You hot as cold water, the rear is what you sniff around. Top goal scorer last year, you just a kick around. We kick it down and enter uninvited, then we spit it.
Blah!
UK's in the building using slang like I'm wicked. Yeah. These other rappers head in the exact place their shit is bound. Thames water system in the ground, go and fish them out.
Run for your life, brother, run for your life. Because you know it's over when I come for the mic. Upon this I lie, every song which I write. No gun, stick or knife, London's hung with the fight. Run for your life, brother, run for your life. Because you know it's over when I come for the mic. Upon this I lie, every song which I write. No gun, stick or knife, London's hung with the fight.
You circus fees never hurting me. Yearningly major surgery, reconstruct careers after I disfigured them verbally. Certainly take it personally, cause it never occurred to me that the lessons they're learning be like the children in nursery.
Emergency!
I eat and sleep, rap and bleed this internally. Take me to the infirmary to rewire my circuitry. Hip hop is my home, so a perjury's like a burglary. Have I mastered this? Certainly, brother, do I look 33?
Learn from me!
You think if you spit mortis to the world, you're some kind of king? Try giving a multi to your girl. More on your multi mad. Sacrifice a real truth for a gimmick. That's why your album's trash and your lyrics synthetic like acrylic. You'll be livid with just a minute of what I exhibit. Don't even need to ask if I could kick it. But if I did, they say yes you can. I step through land, spit and get you wet soup fam. You better
run for your life, brother, run for your life. Because you know it's over when I come for the mic. Upon this I lie, every song which I write. No gun, stick or knife, London's hung in the fight. Run for your life, brother, run for your life. Because you know it's over when I come for the mic. Upon this I lie, every song which I write. No gun, stick or knife, London's hung in the fight.
Yo, I'm contemplating devastating parties like a mental patient, oscillating, penetrating armies across the seven nations, never waiting, taking crowds and melting down the metal plating.
Why every pussy gonna bleed?
Mass menstruation, speculating, half your crew ain't ready for the regulating, escalating, while your crew is climbing up the ventilating, detonating, radius still catch you if you emigrate and set the place ablaze, while you meditating, separating,
physical from spirit,
underground stars levitating, breaking competition, while the fans are still investigating, resonating through the roads of manners like I'm delegating, real rap, lips for the fake ones, desolation hesitating, I see red, like my credit rating, copper still interrogating, how I'm killing rappers with no weapon training, raising up the bar, it's a death you facing, when Parky's on the beat, you start celebrating.
Run for your life, brother, run for your life, because you know it's over when I come for the mic. Upon this I lie, every song which I write, no gun, stick or knife, London's hung with the fight. Run for your life, brother, run for your life, because you know it's over when I come for the mic. Upon this I lie, every song which I write, no gun, stick or knife, London's hung with the fight, brother, right?
Yes, blood, run, trademark blood, link up with the mighty mic on Parkinson, big up.
Brand new production. That's Trademark Blood, produced by Michael Parkinson. Yeah, freshness for you. And I'm sure they're going to be coming through to the show sometime in the future as well. We've already said... Get me. Was that acceptable? Not impression for you, yeah?
You get me.
You with me.
And we already spoke to our first two MCs who are going to grace today's open mic. That's Uncommon Nasser and Duke is with us. But now let's welcome the next set of...
We've been joined by some minions. What's going on, man? We got four MCs here. Hungry as a mother lover. I see you lot are hungry to get on this mic. Get closer to that mic, maybe, just so that you can...
Squidging.
Yeah, squidging if you can. And just, you know, you can move it about like that. Look, it's one of them mics.
Yeah.
Living the life up here on FUBAR. So, collectively, have you got a name collectively?
Oh, we're not together collectively.
All right,
so we are, and these two...
Okay, so we got Casablanca. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, good, man.
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
You ready to get into the open mic thing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how it goes down here on FUBAR Radio. Yeah, we don't play no games. All we play is hip-hop. Yeah, and it's interesting because, like, we got six MCs here, and you know how it goes down. Whenever there's more than one MC, there's always going to be some mess made up in this mother lover. So we're looking forward to that.
So
up next.
Yeah, so who's with who?
We're together. We're called Train Robbers.
So you're the Train Robbers.
I see. So that's Bucket Hat Jack, Casablanca, our Train Robbers. Yeah. Pow! And then?
I'm Tuck. This is Lazy Eyes.
Tuck and Lazy Eyes. That's what, yes.
We perform under Pupils of the Clock as well.
Pupils of the Clock?
Yeah.
Nice. Where are you guys from?
Well, kind of from Cornwall. I live in London now. He lives in Bristol, but we're both from Cornwall originally.
Really
southwest. Is,
West country shit.
See how we look after the world when it comes to this shit, man. Yeah. People don't understand and realise and recognise. And then where are you guys from? Train Robbers. What train did you rob to get down here?
Well, I live in London, so it was a quick train.
Londinium. Yeah,
Banbury. So near Northampton.
In between
Birmingham. You know Banbury?
Google's Banbury.
I've heard of it.
It's not good.
I did have an important question for Lazy Eyes. Is that hip hop spelling with a Z on eyes?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. That means we can continue.
And is that like a medicative sort of lazy eye? You know, like the one where
maybe a little bit. My mum might tune into this.
Yeah, that's how we get away with that, is allegedly.
Allegedly.
So should we, without further ado, let's get into
this open mic, boy. I think it's gonna go down today.
So guys, are you ready to roll? Okay.
Who have we got on the beat today?
Today on the beat we have Basie. I'm assuming it's Basie and not Basie.
When you say it, you gotta say Basie.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yes. Oh. Remember, you can hit us up, hiphop at foobarradio.com, if you want to take part in the open mic as well. But right now, you guys ready to rock?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, let's hit the speed.
One of the Train Robbers, you're not going to say it off.
I'll start it.
All right, Bucket Hat Jack, and then we go bam, 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 bam. Yeah. Beat by Basie, open mic, the hip hop show.
Yeah, I'm in it for the old school sound. So when I come around, you better be plaguing me good. The classics, no deep house or cheap banging. Sounds weak like a Hollyoaks cliffhanger. Keep the old vibes rolling like Mick Jagger. The vinyl cracking like stammers are badder than most other half hearted rappers. Acting faddy on a trap clanger. Yeah, I like the oldness. You know, the ones that make you wanna go and throw shit. The artifacts and the souls of mischief. Smooth and old school like a Motorola Razor flip phone. Makes your head go up and down like a zip code. When messages were bored and just smashing the coke. Parties and dope, we'll buy an Enzo. I'm amending the tone, it's not relatable. I'm all about the funk and the soul. It's that making do music, real hustle, no bullshit. Infused with a pinch of knowledge and a slice of improvement.
Bucket Hat Jack, boy. Yo, Duke, what you saying, bro?
Duke 01, last songs, I'm coming NASA. Yo. Yo. Penetrate you with a strap-on dictionary, a head full of words that emerge and attack impact to be exact. They're eager to scrap like disgruntled militant workers at the breakdown of pay dispute negotiations. Taking you back like a breach of probation, a vibe of innovation preceding rap exploitation. By those external to the cult, till the skull and vultures who were circling long before MCs were ultra magnetic. Pseudo B-boys don't get it, delivering a disposable dope to a demographic that were quick to forget it existed. They get it twisted, thinking of spitting finally, the whole scene blistered and scarred indelibly, which incredibly couldn't be further from the truth than Zimbabwe's a democracy under Mugabe. Your jazz may rock the party, but headphones expose the limitation, retarded artistry.
Same shit, different days, same click, different stage. Stain kicks, bitch, pistol whipping 16s for days. Sitting phase, keep it moving like the universe. Zoot fumes, fumigate the tombs of the rooms we lock. Spitting the truth, it hurts. The simulated matrix of fake dudes who consume the dirt. Cruise off Buddha Hut, traverse the country. Disperse of us in every other fucking venue. The lucky might dodge the bullet with the finger. That bullet killer instinct from district to district, clicks this terminally ill. The vermin of the coast churning herbs into the brill. Lyric furnace in my grill, sip on this liquor still. I've been burning up my pad while sugarning off the Ken riddled shit you wish you never had. Simple sentiment, the cripple with the sentinel. Lazy rogue resident, risen from the south. Spitting wisdom, singing I don't give a fuck about nothing else. Less I'm up upon the stage, dropping substance out my mouth.
Lazy eyes.
Okay. I'm coming now, so let's do it.
You say
heated, the sweaty hand grips a switchblade. Toss shade, pop suit, he's
eyes off in his face. In a race that almost finished last. Looking back on my past, I can't even laugh. I was one false word from slicing, dicing, meat out your cheek. Sneak, and I'm still here. Doing freestyle off the top of the head, and we can't stop till we dead. I'm kinda zombified, might be mirified or glorified. Flying off of planes I fly. My whole thing is Norwegian, but I landed in London, and now I'm season. Making it through, making it through. We straight up rap at football, but it's not about candy, it's more about function. We at the junction tonight. On Monday, open mics. Pass the mic. And then fright.
Casablanca, what you saying, bro?
Yeah. Hey, yo, I've been hitting pipes with David Icke, chilling in a room full of reptiles, having a fight. I might light some device that's explosive. Hope it's not noticed where heads ain't focused and flow shit. Send it skyward with drum loops and funky sounds. We brung a beat and it's loud, guaranteed to be freeze if there's speakers around. We get down to the sound, half sticking out the underground. Running round, flinging bars with a kipper for Christmas, with big stacks of hip hop scribbled on the wish list. This shit's ridiculous. Visions of my band spinning records round in the minibus. I've been stuck with that dizziness. My mind's gone, fucking with the bass till it all sounds wrong. Head nodding along, I'm singing hip hop's the one on a mong.
Right, so what's this inauspicious mist manifesting through depravity? Foggy eyes leave me ill-informed of morality. Reality rapidly slips from my cranial cavity. We're all panicking passengers that are strapped mortality. And the awareness of that fact is scaring us. But actually, does life hold less value than vanity? And if so, then why the fuck should I not use profanities? Image over spirit is a vivid lack of sanity. And that's a world that I don't wanna live in. But the 21C was doomed from the beginning. Now can everyone see the loom has started spinning? The black threads are making their way into life's linens. The blanket still covers, but darkness has increased. Deceased blood runs cold and hardens in the sheets. So its soft embrace gives you a chill to your spinal column. Lost in space, time fades until I'm forgotten. I'll leave my body hollow and rotten, but it's a necessary ester to blow up like gun cotton. Cause if there's one thing we've learned from artists, it's the artwork. Work is worth more when they're departed. My cold-hearted soul parted blank canvas. If old art's a faux pas, then that's backwards and asinine. I'll pass the mic in the afterlife and that's fine, but now's not my time. So I'm absurdly perched in purgatory, bursting words to a world that's perturbed by the hurt that I'm personally versing, bringing out the worst in me. I'm cursed to not spit fire but breathe honesty. And honestly, I'm lost in these forces. They pile on top of me. This blank glazed day's face means that nothing's stopping me. Properly odd, it seems to be that death is no oddity to the black cave fills space that's growing up inside of me. So jump behind my retinas and try and see what I see.
I don't understand why everybody's chatting shit. Forget the deficit, what under sedatives? There's no profit. I met a prophet, he said to stop it. Like right now, it's never getting better in this quiet town. Hush now. Brace yourself, we're in the depths of recession, but it's only getting worse like Kanye's progression. Living local politicians screaming everything's wrong, but the banks are laughing at us cause they owned us all along. And they say you should vote cause they fought for the right of it. There's a reason why the youth ain't bothered in the slightest bit. We're not some mindless kids, righteous bricks. We can simply tell the difference from what's right and fixed. It seems hopeless, like leftover roaches claiming that they wanna help us all, but we all know they never show it. The revolution's coming, I don't care what you think. The ship looks stable right before it sinks.
Fuck it, once again.
Yeah,
you say, dude.
He's done thought the dwarf, it ain't big, it ain't clever, but it couldn't blow up with bombs strapped to his chest, screaming death to the infidels. Men, non-believers, true believer, eat mics, reverse Evander Holyfield. Quads reveal more than rhyming words that when heard, it's observed. I'm speaking absurd, turd, murdering verses, line by line instead. Got that U2 delivery, it has that unique edge. Veg heads from the neck up are dead, death to the fresh left, and thus what I said. No sweat if you connect with bubble rap type novelty of repetitive pop sounds of increasing monotony. Celebrity culture, name first, skills after. When gonna be glim the glamour? Where's your favorite rapper? Singer or vocalist, indeed most artists. Regardless of the market, the manufactured to target, pass it back.
Yo, bro, get fit, check.
Check.
Lazy eyes.
Yo, it's Lazy Eyes, the reprobate. Check the mic at Heaven's Gates. Hooked up with a set of roads, pressed to get the vinyl flat. Record straight, now let's talk why the spinals crack. Broke back rappers lose their friends for the high you catch. Think you're popping till you lose respect. All placebo pills getting put in check. Who connects? Real sees real, and I ain't viewed the set. All the same, I've been getting bookings like a stupid bet. Who this crew to the test, making moves, and this ain't simple chess like a sword fight. Try and view the eighth move ahead. Use your head, boy. This ain't my day to become dead. Every day I come through another 16. Process of pristine bars, no Sistine Chapel. This drink beats heavy. Never think me ready to quit. This shit means every RE thing to me. Check the message. It's the laziest new member of the essence, leaving definite impressions.
Jeez,
yeah,
Lazy Eyes, boy.
Yeah.
Hey,
yo.
Never been a best man, never been a godfather. The vivid gets silent, grow solemn. My kinship with man is only in my talent. Blessed with gifts that add value. But that well is shallow when the bottom's frozen. Bells ring hollow, but exalt emotion. From the surface of the moon to the deepest ocean, it's like the biggest window closing. Closed drawers, the clothes folded. Arranged in Nietzsche, just older. No search party for the lost. I kept poor shock and take stock. Broken bonds just like minerals. When nobody's that much into you. Peep the visual, you know I see it too. Love the cold like a brother through and through.
Jeez, bro. Casablanca, what you say, bro?
Yeah, this beat's got my head nodding. I swear my leg's elastic. Wheel it up a minute, wreck shop and beat match it. Why does this all have to sound the same? We re-up that sick shit and spit it back into your face. Return to the golden age.
You mean the 90s?
A couple white kids are bringing back.
Unlikely.
Got that hot shit hopping on the brakes. What the radio plays, they leave a sour taste like glyphosate. The beat junkies oscillate to that funky pace. Buddha back, it's time to eliminate. Each tune we make, see them doubling inside. Cause these beats get fatter, they ordered extra fries. I'm blowing up like VHO, that ain't done properly. Hip to the hop is tip top in the property. They see me flow, the CEO of foreign oddities. Feeding for that green hippie shit munching broccoli.
Pupils of the clock, this an introduction. Lazy Eyes and Top killing in conjunction. I spit a function, it's most definitely mathematics. So yeah, I'm back at it, kick a bad habit. Van Damme it, rap fascists. Lend us your ears, we'll settle your fears. But how you wanna better your people when you hear this, cause you'll realize you ain't near this weirdness. It's clear we're unique. No one listens to the shit that you speak. You're impersonating other talent lacking MCs. Rapping rapid to cover up the fact that you're ish weak. This week I made 10 beats, he laid an EP. You were sat baked in your seat feeling sleepy. Putting videos on Facebook is easy, but they lack the capacity to creatively please me. But these scenes were set with unsettled ease in an evening. This tragic passive act has left your fan base grieving. The pocket watch pendulum hypnotism of cerebellums everywhere. Clock through the pupils of a lesser stare. The storytellers for everyone who is less aware but never care about criticism or cynicism. This is synthesis of the written scripts we instill with wisdom. And our attraction to hip-hop is vascular. We go straight for the neck like Dracula. Chew up a book of your rhymes just to spit and back at ya. And laugh at the sound of irony when it's slapping ya. Back to back with a batch of rap bachelors. Whack amateurs being counted on an abacus. The ravenous assassin who's lacerating the animus. I inhabit reality through every protagonist. Pythagoras, cause I'm numerical with passages. Taking decimals but never settling for averages. So as my calculator orchestrates the drawing gates, I'm telling corpses in my drawer to wait another day.
That was powerful right there, man. Hey, you lot have been tuned to the open mic right here on the Hip Hop Show, Food by Radio. MCs, if you want to get on here like these lot, make sure you send us your music to hiphop@foodbyradio.com with the title saying open mic. Beatmakers, 4 1-minute snippets to hiphop@foodbyradio.com saying open mic beat. Guys, give us your social network so we can get hold of you quickly.
Well, we're going to tweet you all. We're going to tweet them all because we're nearly out of time. But thank you so much. We were going to tweet you. Thank you so much, Lazy Eyes, T.O.K., Train Robbers. You absolutely represented Uncommon NASA Duke. Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you so much, Charlie Tuna, Crafty Cuts, and all of you guys for locking into the show. And we're going to be getting OC back another week. He had a few issues. And so make sure you hit us up as well, hiphop@foobarradio.com. Stand and call in. We've got some important information for next week to share with you. But there's something that's super important to share with you, which is...
I could have done it at that time. Brrr. See that?
But you see my Stiggy? We had an important shout-out that has to go specifically to you. Because that's not the right song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear my Stiggy. Happy birthday to you. It was meant to be the Stevie Wonder version.
Yeah, I was hoping for the Stevie Wonder version.
Sarah Love and my Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.